Good morning and welcome. We appreciate the visitors we have with us. Excuse me, and we do have several, and we want to commend everybody for pressing on in spite of the weather being uncooperative. And it's great to be here, and it's certainly worth the effort to be with God's people and to honor Him and remember His Son, look into His Word for a few minutes of study. You can be turning to Matthew chapter 11 with me. And if you're ever read Matthew 11 or are a little bit familiar with this chapter, you know that toward the end there is a fairly well-known statement by Jesus. We're going to look at that this morning. Oftentimes this is called, and you may even have a heading in your Bible, the Lord's invitation. Invitations. I want you to think about it. Remember what it was like when you were 8 years old and you got an invitation to somebody's birthday party. You were hoping you would get one and you did. Or somebody was having a party and you didn't get an invitation. But all through life, there is this notion of invitation and the idea that there is a door open to you and you're allowed to come in and be part of something. And oftentimes, the more exclusive it is, the more we want to be part of it. You can go down to Washington, D.C. and DuPont Circle. If you head just a little bit north and west,